What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It's the Fightful Select live Q&A. Traveled last week, traveling this week. Could not pass up on a Q&A because, let's be real, it's a very exciting time. It's a very important time. So let's jump into the questions that you guys have. You can leave them in the comments, or you can hop over onto the YouTube video, the YouTube stream, and then drop them there. Any updates on AJ Styles? Yeah, I have heard the same of what PW Insider has mentioned, and that's that WWE is hopeful that he can be back. What was wrong with Cody last night? Feels like something was up as he's starting his heel arc. He's just good at his job, man. He's just very, very good at his job. Have a lot of people asking if I'm going to be doing some sort of meetup at WrestleMania. No, I will not be, because I leave the day of WrestleMania. So I've never been to a WrestleMania before. I get in, I do my media, and then I get out and then cover the show for you guys. I like to do a post show and all that stuff. And my work is better done here than there. Any update on Brock coming back? He's been mentioned a lot. There has been no update at all. We broke the news that he was off all the stuff last January, which, you know, they had some big plans for him. He was going to face Gunther. And then Mania week, there were some people saying, oh, well, he's coming back. There was another outlet that was moving on reporting it. And I spoke with WWE higher-ups that were like, absolutely not. We are not. Then I confirmed it again in the summer, in October. There has been no update since then that I have heard of. Has there been any internal talk about CM Punk's willingness to work Saudi? Seems hard for him to miss next year's Rumble, but you never know. That's not that hard for him to miss next year's Rumble. But if he doesn't win this year's, that does effectively mean, like, when could he ever win one, right? Like, that's a big question. I know that's obviously a goal of his, and honestly, one of the top talent to never win a Royal Rumble. I'd love to hear your all's thoughts. Who are the top talent to not win a Royal Rumble that, you know, within the scope of them actually being there? Like, obviously Sting doesn't count, but we see a lot of celebrities appearing on WWE shows. What's the process for how that happens? They contact WWE PR and ask to get tickets sometimes, or their representatives will reach out to WWE, or WWE will reach out to them. Or in many instances, it's a portfolio of talent and people that are under that same umbrella as WWE. So there's a variety of different methods. Rarely do they actually pay for their tickets there, but WWE is like way more restrictive on comps, but obviously there are exceptions for celebrities. Do you know who the fifth guy for the Gallus family would be, or would you like to rec spec a bit? It could be Trent, but I mean, man, he had a pretty serious injury, but would they hype it up like that, or would they just have him come back? You know what I mean? Like, would they just have him show up? I think that one's that one's interesting. But I think it's Trent. Any news on Dragon Lee? He just had a child. That's why he's not been at TV. You know, if AEW are still talking to Fox, the negotiations fizzle out. I didn't hear of them progressing anymore. Shockwave is always just a theory. Always just a theory. Somebody says Jericho, Kurt Angle, Bryan Danielson. Yeah, those are three big ones. Yeah, those are three big ones. Will says Ibushi, he has ties to both Kenny and Ospreay. That would be interesting. And then he turns on them. But I think Kenny needs to sort of operate without the Elite, without Ibushi, all that. Now, somebody says Eddie. That is technically true that Eddie Guerrero did not win a traditional Royal Rumble, but he did win a Royal Rumble. This is less wrestling news, but any plans for a Fightful meetup at the Rumble? I have none. I can just post where I'm going to be. Also, I'll be with my wife, and I want to spend some time with her, but sorry to digress. That's my ADHD here. Eddie did win a Royal Rumble. So after the 2004 Royal Rumble that Benoit won, SmackDown was without a top contender and somebody to challenge Brock Lesnar. And then they had a very cool 15-man Royal Rumble on the following SmackDown. Now, all the same people were in the match from SmackDown that were in the Royal Rumble, except for one. That was Matt Morgan. He got injured. And Hardcore Holly, who had a title shot at the Rumble, ended up filling in. And then Chavo Guerrero filled in for Benoit, who, you know, went over to Raw. But I mean, looking back, like, woof. Some of the cast of characters there. But you did have Kurt Angle, who eliminated like six people. Shelton Benjamin, who's a cool name. Rhino, ECW champion. Bradshaw, right before his JBL turn. Right before it. Billy Gunn, Big Show, John Cena, Rikishi, Hardcore Holly. And Eddie Guerrero ended up winning that. That was a fun one, though. I wish they would do more of those on TV. Could you see Jey Uso winning the Rumble and have a Daniel Bryan-esque yeet movement that catches fire for a few months? No, I absolutely do not think that Jey Uso is winning the Royal Rumble. I just don't think that they will do that. Any update on anyone from NXT being called up to the main roster at the Rumble? At the Rumble, I don't know. I fully expect Roxanne to be on the main roster very soon. I can't imagine a situation of which they would not do something like that. And it seems like they have been pretty transparent in the fact that she's going to come up. I mean, they've been teasing her and Bayley for a while and all that. More likely Roman enters at number one or number 30. See, for his general workload, I would say number 30, but also I feel like they could just shock some people. And Roman's a babyface now. So I think that him baby facing it and going, you know, first and going almost all the way to the end and then losing again. Because, I mean, gosh, how many times was he second place? Like three or four times? I think that'd be kind of cool. Because it's funny they had made him the last person to be thrown out of the Rumble a number of times because they wanted to swerve the audience. That was, you know, during the Vince era of, uh-oh, we're going to do that thing that you don't like. You know what I mean? Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, any possibilities of a free agent entering the Royal Rumble? Well, I mean, listen, there's going to be a bunch of people on the Jericho cruise. I'll just name you some people that are going to be in town. Rob Van Dam, Matt Riddle, Rhino, Riddick Moss, JBL, Headbangers, Godfather, Chavo, Dudley Boys, Matt Cardona, Kurt Angle, Mr. Kennedy. All those people are going to be in town. Would WWE use any of them? Well, we know that Bubba Ray Dudley is somebody that they'd be open to using. Rob Van Dam, that's a TBD. Riddle, I think they're done with him. Rhino, I don't think, based on how he was at the end of TNA. JBL would be an interesting one. Although his whole gimmick right now is going in and hitting people and nothing happening to him. Like, why wouldn't every wrestler in the world be after JBL right now? I could see Matt Cardona. I don't know what kind of shape Mr. Kennedy is in these days. But, you know, if I could, you see something like that happen. You know what I mean? Like just a random ass. Oh my God. It's him. That's interesting. Let me see. Yeah. Is there a video of him or anything recently? I'm pulling up Mr. Kennedy's Instagram. It's hard to tell, but you know, there's always possibilities. WrestleCon's in town. So you're going to see, I'm going to do a primer on Thursday of like possibilities and who could be in the Rumble. Have you heard of any other opponents discussed for Rhea at Mania besides Bianca, like Io Sky? No, I have not at this point. I have not. Are there any TNA talent planned for the Rumble? When I asked, I was told that is not out of the scope of their partnership. So I don't know if they're planned right now. That will come into focus more Thursday and especially Friday once they start to nail that down. Did the new indestructible announce desk have anything to do with JD's injuries being so severe? Yeah, I would imagine so. It doesn't have give to it, but also it's a little bit bigger and it's a little bit harder to judge is what some of the wrestlers were telling me. Any word on if there's AEW or WWE interest in Jonathan Gresham? The AEW departure of Jonathan Gresham wasn't good. I wish they would sort of make up in that sense and he could anchor Ring of Honor in a lot of ways. But I had always heard that WWE liked him well enough. Yeah. Does TK have interest in bringing back Gabe and Kenny or running back Gabe and Kenny at Wembley? Not that I've heard. And they don't have Wembley on the schedule for a very, very long time. For over a year at least, right? Any clear idea of where Josh Alexander will end up? No, I don't have a clear idea of where he'll end up. It's being kept very quiet, but he clearly knew. He knew a year ago he wanted to leave TNA. He made that pretty clear in our interview that he said, gosh, I want to say 14, 15 months ago, please don't pick up my option. And then they did pick up his option. And I mean, he's effectively written off of TV now, but his deal is up February 14th or 15th. So if it's WWE, they would be permitted in many ways to interact with him now, which I mean, AEW interacted with Speedball before his deal had been done, but after he had finished. So TNA has been pretty chill over the last like 6-7 months. If a talent has let them know we're going to be finishing up, they're like, all right, go ahead and negotiate your new deal. Now, Jordan couldn't sign her deal until the next day. That's why she was in Orlando almost immediately after that match against Tessa. But TNA has been pretty chill about that stuff. So I'll work to find that out. I think Josh Alexander would be a good fit in either WWE or AEW, but also I feel like WWE has the more programming depth availability. Like, listen, an NXT could really use a run from Josh Alexander, could really use a run. And him coming face-to-face with Ethan Page, I mean, they weren't seeing eye-to-eye at the end of their split. Can you expand at all on Jericho talking about TK having multiple ROH streaming deal offers? I don't know about streaming deals. I have heard of at least one television offer that was made and AEW or Tony passed on it. And it actually led to something else. Yeah. Any news on Alexa Bliss? Not outside of what everybody heard last week is that they had hoped that she was coming back and then there were some snags there. I don't have any insight, sorry for headbutting my mic, on potential contract discussions right now. The word was that she wanted a new deal and they wanted her on her old deal. I also don't know how maternity leave works into that. Any word if David Finley was staying with New Japan? I asked about that, and I was told nothing's set yet, whether he's leaving, whether he's staying, anything like that. But his deal was up this month. They were optimistic and hopeful they would keep him. And he is not on their schedule and does not have anything listed for them on his page. Wrestling and Sports says, Sean, it's my 25th birthday. Is there an update of when Thea Hale or where Thea Hale has been and any plans for her? No update of any plans for her. I know they liked her a lot, though. I know that the direction has been absent since Chase U split. I will work to find out more. She hasn't wrestled since August, but I haven't heard of really any plans involving her since then. Cause I know that I've asked this. People started to ask me about it. Like in, I want to say October-ish. And, I was told then, oh yeah, we don't have any, plans immediately. I know that she had been in the gym working out. So I don't know if there's like an injury or anything, of that nature. But yeah. And also happy birthday. And also happy birthday. Uh-oh, did one of my cats sneak in? Of course he did. and you hear him. You hear him now. Where is he? Where's the birthday boy? Rob Wilkins. Where you at, bro? There he is. Just give me Josh Alexander, Ethan Page. Happy birthday to our dude, Rob Wilkins, one of my best friends. And all right, bro, you're going to make me go all Meltzer here and have my pet on screen, huh? He's just going to cry until I do this. This is why I leave them out. But what is a legitimate chance AJ Lee shows up Saturday? I'll say this. It's an option. If she had messaged them and said, I want to be in the Rumble, she would be in the Rumble. And that's the reality of the situation. Sean, anything on Dr. Wagner Jr.? Yeah, he's got interest from multiple companies. And as best I heard, they made that clear to him. If Alexander intends to sign with WWE, do you think he could show up Saturday and just start his run prior to the deal expiring with the TNA partnership? That hasn't happened yet. And by that, I mean Jordynne Grace didn't show up before her deal was up. And Speedball Mike Bailey, even though he finished out his dates with TNA, like didn't wrestle there in November or December in AEW when they could have used him for the Continental Classic. And by that, I mean they really could have used him, not they could have actually used him. Man, that's some word soup. But yeah. As a fan, who's your pick for the Rumble? Cena? You mean as a fan or what I expect? I mean, I expect Charlotte and Cena at this point. That's what I expect, which, boy, there's some parallels there. Any internal reactions from AEW on the Death Riders angle? It's not as buried backstage in AEW as it is on the internet. And people really like the Collision segment. I can see Trick in the Rumble, 60,000 people training, whoop that Trick. Yeah, I would expect NXT talent in the Rumble because they've got a show on Tuesdays to promote, and that's a good way to do it. Any word on why Zelina is being taken from the LWO? Difference of direction, some depth, and I believe some plans in store for her. At least that's what was claimed to me. I don't know what those plans are. Will any other singles or tag matches be added to the Rumble? Because no other women's matches other than Rumble. Yeah, I could see another match added. Last year, they did what, 4 matches? How many we got right now? We got 4 right now. We got tag, the world title, and the 2 Rumble matches. I don't think so. I don't. Because last year they didn't do a second women's match either. So I think that they'll probably leave the card as is. And that's just a hunch. That is not a report or anything like that. But I know a couple years ago they did Bianca and Alexa. And that god-awful Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. Woof. Liking the new co-host. Yeah, he is... Here, hold on. You can get a look at him. Why are you shy now, bro? There he is. His name's Melvin. He is 13. He'll be 14 years old this month or this year. Tim says 4 matches last year, 4 scheduled this year. Yeah. Matthew, if I have heard that something has been discussed for WrestleMania, I have reported it. That's an easy one for you. Any word on NXT doing the Dusty Classic this year? I'd be surprised if they don't. It's a good way to get Cody on the show. But also, a lot of times like that, it's kind of fluid and that stuff, like, catch. You know how just something creeps up on you? Sometimes that happens with them. But I would imagine they're going to wait until after the Rumble if they announce anything like that. But I mean, they honestly, let's see, they they did announce, gosh, they announced last year's in October the previous year. I think it's going to be a break glass in case of situation. Any update on Randy? Yeah. Nothing regarding wrestling, just, you know, nothing I can disclose. I'll just say that. Nothing I feel comfortable disclosing. Any word if Athena is disappointed she hasn't been used on AEW TV? Well, I would imagine she is. I can't speak for her. Two-time Fightful Award winner. But she very much enjoyed her trip to Japan, from what I was told. Very much. Could Alistair be in the Rumble, or is deal in AEW not up yet? So a person that I was talking to in AEW, they like swore his deal was already up. Okay, they didn't swear his deal was up. They believed his deal was up to the point to where when I broke the story that he was finishing up, they were like, well, I'm kind of glad you did that, because, and that person said, I was kind of afraid they would just, he would just show up on TV. However, usually the AEW roster page is a good indication of who is under contract and not. And right now, Malakai is still on that website. So I would be inclined to believe that he is still under contract. Let's scroll down here. A lot of people asking about Hook's deal. I've heard nothing about Hook's deal. I do believe that the rights to the song lapsed, though. I haven't heard them playing that song recently, and I think that may be why Action Bronson's chatting some shit. One of the most accurate wrestling news sites. Feels like there's many fakes out there for clicks and likes. Well, it depends on what you mean. By aggregation and stuff like that, usually, I mean, Wrestling Inc. usually does a pretty good job. They at least did when Raj was there, because Raj was very strict about those types of things. WrestleZone does a good job aggregating. Wrestling Headlines, the former Lords of Pain, are good at that. As far as reporting original news, listen, I will never be 100% with, you know, Mike Johnson, Dave Meltzer, anybody like that. Like, we get different information. I can only speak to the confidence of my own reports. WrestleVotes does a really good job, though. The worked wrestling gentleman that used to be around did really, really good as well. I hate to sound like Bret Hart, but it's a lot easier for me to name the bad ones and the good ones. And I mean, listen, Sportskeeda has heat with a lot of people in the business because of how they do things and the fact that they have a Facebook referral program where you'll see a lot of Facebook groups, right? And they will post links to Sportskeeda. The reason why is because they get a referral. They get paid based on how many clicks they direct to Sportskeeda. And Sportskeeda does not give a damn what those websites say in order to get people to click. And that's why. And also, you'll see Sportskeeda doing things like, this is hyperbole, Marco stunt to win the Royal Rumble. And then it'll cut off. And then when you click the article, it'll be like examining the possibilities. So little things like that. And they think that they're exempt from it because of their geographical location, and that's not the case. Listen, there are plenty that completely and intentionally misquote me, and one that I won't name because I've got an active case against, because somebody there is a little bit aggressive about things. But there are some very, very, very bad ones, but there are also very good and responsible ones. The WrestleZone has always been, I don't want to say always, ever since Nick Paglino left in like 2017 and he stopped stealing people's transcripts, since then they've been very good as well. But I mean, listen, y'all know I'm passionate about that and I could talk all day about it. What was the Dynamite like in the Cincy venue? Love AEW going to these unique places. It was great. So I've walked by that venue so many times, but never gave it a second thought. Didn't know it was the Andrew Brady Music Center or anything like that. Didn't even imagine what it looked like inside to me. It was just, guys, please, sorry to interrupt. I do not know WrestleMania plans or discussions for anything I haven't reported, just to get that out there. But to me, this venue was just the building between the baseball stadium and the football stadium. And then I go in there and it looked incredible. Now, they should have mic'd it a lot better. They didn't mic it nearly as good as they could have. How are you doing today, Jonathan? I'm doing pretty good. Getting ready to travel again. I'm a little exhausted, a little tired. Can you confirm the Dr. Featherstone report? There will be no talent, NXT talent in the Rumble this year. No, I cannot. I have not heard that as of yet. I'll say this might be accurate. I can't confirm that it's accurate. Do you know if AEW wants Collision on Saturday, or is it more about that's what's available right now? It is what's available right now. But I think that once the NBA and WBD deal is done, a lot of things will open up. No, Max, not trying to scold you. Sorry, my friend. I was just clarifying. Sorry, I understand my tone could have came off like that. So apologies. Will says, have you heard the viewing plan for Grand Slam? TNT has Collision starting at 10:30 that Saturday, probably a placeholder. I think it is a placeholder. I have not heard anything. I'll say this. I saw a lot of people saying, well, this is supposed to be a pay-per-view. It was not supposed to be a pay-per-view. It was never planned as a pay-per-view. I know it is wild to think, wait, they had a regular TV show set as a 60,000 seat thing. I think it was more of like a TV special type of thing than anything else. But it was told to me at the time, like, no, this is not supposed to be anything like that. It's not supposed to be a pay-per-view. And that was mainly because of the time difference. It wasn't going to be a possibility. Let's scroll up here, see what other questions might be around. Do you think there's too many celebrities showing up at WWE recently trying to bring a new audience, but I feel like you shouldn't take TV time away from wrestlers they have? I did last night. Like last night, it was more overwhelming than usual, but also if you've got those people there, highlight them and show them. Show that they're there. Show that it's a cool thing. Chris Masters, I wouldn't count on it, but I think that he would be a very nice Royal Rumble surprise. Listen, he wasn't around in WWE at the high level. Like I shouldn't say like he wasn't around long. He was. He was around for a number of years, but he had that incredible early run that honestly came way too early. Then he got really, really good and they stopped using him. And that's a shame. That's a shame. What oversized novelty item will we use for our Toronto content filming? Hopefully a steak that Jimmy has bought for me. That would be nice. That would be nice. Wrapping up here very, very shortly. Do you expect Jordynne Grace to start with NXT or come to the main roster immediately? I expect her to probably show up at the Rumble and then probably NXT, even though I don't think she should be in NXT. And then I think within about 6 months or so, she will be on the main roster. In your opinion, do you think John Moxley or Mercedes ever go back to WWE? Think it would be cool, but not going to happen. I do think it'll happen if at least just for one match. I think that those would both happen. I do not know what's up with Sheeta. She was, I about stuttered all over myself. World's End was in Orlando, which is where she lives. And she wasn't there because I asked about that. In honor of Hangman on Blue Sky, what's your least favorite plant? Oh boy, well, I'll tell you. Pardon me. Moved into my house, this one in Kentucky. Someone, I don't know if it was the person who lived here before, it had to be the person that flipped the house, planted a cactus because it wasn't growing wildly, but they planted it right by the house. And we saw that when we looked at it and bought the house, and we're like, wow, that's charming. This little cactus plant. Wow, that's cool. It was not contained. When allowed to grow wild and it gets, you know, the right amount of rain and the right amount of sunlight, that stuff spreads, man. Next thing you know, there is a patch of cactus like this big within like a couple years. It's no longer this little thing. It's like all the way out here. It's like a good, I would say, foot and a half long and 3 feet wide. And I had to put some plant killer on it, had to dig it up, put it on a tarp, move it. Like, you can't handle it, obviously. You know, we got kids next door that are running around. I don't want them to step on anything. Cactus, that's my least favorite plant. And plants, listen. Plants are vital. They're important. But not that one. Not that one, buddy. And leaves is plants, dumbass. Guys, I'm hopping off of here. I want to say I appreciate all of you. Best $6 in the business. Hey, get those questions in on over on the Discord. I appreciate you all. We're out.